Believers Radio.
Believe it.
I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
This is one of those times when, you know, a purely organic conversation. This is where the essence of the magic is, when it just organically flows. And thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm going to be interviewing Athena Lucene, and she is a fantastic individual, very positive, but as a practitioner, not a part-time provider, a practitioner of authenticity. It's a key thing to understand the difference. So we're going to get into the conversation right here in Spirituality in the Mix in a moment. In the meanwhile, let's talk a little bit about restoration with this tune coming right off Starway Studios in the island of Barbados, going global.
Restoration. Father God, restore me, yeah. Father God, restore me, yeah. I used to be afraid of my life would never change. I used to look down on myself, thinking I'd never get nowhere.
Restorative energy in this song, Ashka. Let's continue our conversation. You can't make this stuff up, only on carevoiceradio.org, the edutainment station.
this is how you nurture these abilities. This is how you maintain your psychological and emotional well-being. This is how you stay sane in an insane world, you know, and connected in a very disconnected, fragmented reality. And that's meaningful to me. And the second piece to that is society needs to know. You owe more. We owe more as a humanity to spiritually gifted persons other than to call them weirdos, ignore them, and have this elephant in the room around spirituality and spiritual giftedness.
When you say the word spirituality, what are you saying?
Spirituality in the sense of that spiritual connection to the divine, the divinity that's within all of us, that's basically yearning through all the life experiences and through all everything that's happening, that's co-creating, that just wants to blossom forth so you can have that freedom so that you can be that be in a dynamic flow, you know, tapped into higher mind, higher dimensions, but still present in your physical experience, to be well-rounded, to just have that be that expression of divinity.
A lot of people would want to know, when you talk about unleashing your spiritual giftness or giftedness to live your most fulfilling life, what does that look like in practice for the average individual? Go ahead.
It looks like in practice not caring about what the social constructs and the programs and the paradigms that tell us that we must do this, we must get married, we must, you know, all these social rules that dims our inner light, you know, that stifles our spiritual genius, that it looks like us living and doing things that are meaningful for us, that are soul nourishing, not a career that we never wanted or never came here as a purpose to have. You know, not, you know, having a whole bunch of toxic relationships and, you know, just dying, you know, emotionally, trying to be validated and accepted by other people when we already came approved, but we just forgot that, you know, we're just not in the realization of our true power in our being, in our existence. It just looks like us living truly meaningful lives based on what is truly important to us, what is soul nourishing to us, what brings us happiness, what adds to all of that we already are.
This is powerful stuff. You're talking about rerouting, if you will, the mindset mastery of the average individual to bring them into the center of the room to understand that social norms do not define them. They have to figure out where they're going based on what.
And it's the number one reason even people who have it all, quote unquote, they went to school, they have the degrees, they have the spouse, they have the children, they have the dream home. They have everything socially that they could ever want, and they're dying on the inside.
Tell us more tell me more about that.
The happiness is short-lived. Those moments are fleeting. They're never consistent. People, they're not, there's this intangible something that they just don't know, but they can sense it. It's like, okay, so maybe I just have another accomplishment and then just to kind of get a taste of that feeling of joy and happiness. So they just continue this perpetual cycle of, well, let me just accomplish something else great. Let me just, you know, people are searching and yearning for just inner peace and happiness just because. So they're going around, they're doing things, you know, doing things to try to please people. They're trying to make sense of it all. And then on top of that, they don't even have the presence of mind or the space to even reflect on their life because they're so busy trying to provide. They're so busy trying to, like, you know, they're just so busy trying to just be normal. But it defies everything they were created to be.
Okay.
It's tiring.
It is, and it sounds that way. When you look externally, it is that way in terms of what the mathematics of social norms look like. So,
I'm just simply saying, we can awaken without trauma. We can awaken without suffering. We, you know, these beautiful gifts, if we can just get beyond the fear, let's talk about it, right? Because when, like, it's human nature to fear something you don't understand. So let's get the fear out. How do we dissolve the fear? Let's have a conscious conversation about what it means to be spiritually gifted. what it means to live outside the limiting parameters of the dogma of religion, man-made rules, right? Man-made influences that's going to dictate to you what you can only know for that's true for yourself from within. You see what I'm saying? From your purest inner vibrations, the harmony of that. Only you can know that. The work is to discover and uncover that more and more. The work is not to forget that more and more, the more we live life. It's to uncover it, re-tap into it, be different version expressions of it, you know, and then sit back and say, that was a beautiful contribution towards humanity. That was a beautiful contribution and expression of love towards, you know, this person that I'm connected with. Or, you know, it's about those enriching experiences. That's what gives you life. That's what makes you ageless. That's what makes you timeless. That's what makes you magic in motion. That's real magic. You know, but it's like,
I love
this. Do you see why I stay by myself?
Yeah.
Do you see why I'm a hermit?
Yeah.
Because who can I talk to about these things? Who?
I mean,
it's like it goes right over their heads. It's like I'm literally to the point where I see static energy on people. Like I literally see them just living out a program, and I just feel so much compassion because I'm in the knowing that they're another version of me. And so it's like, how can I contribute to being that a seed to basically love on myself and awaken myself more, an aspect of me? You know, but people don't want deep soul nourishing conversations.
I think you know what, I think they do, and you're probably tipping at the commencement ceremony for reform, for mental reform, mental matters reform.
Because it leads to mental illness. You know what mental illness is?
Let's talk.
The psychological insight is they're stuck between dimensions. They're not free-flowing. They're not dynamically able to, at will, be integrated in all aspects of everything, deliberately at will. They get stuck. The emotional body's over there. The mental body's over there. The esoteric body's way light years ahead, right? And so it's just now we have fragmented reality in the form of what's been labeled mental illness.
Let's do a normal thing that people would consider normal, but not necessarily normal. Let's do step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How do we begin this realignment in terms of spiritual value aspirations and being that individual that really has to take a second look at how they're living? How do we do it?
Self-reflection first.
Okay, explain.
Everything starts with self. Start thinking about your life. Start thinking about the experiences you've had. Start processing and dissolving negative emotions around experiences that you've had. You know, come to terms and acceptance about everything that's happened in your life, and now give it a higher perspective. Give it, shift your mindset in a way where it served you. It's helping you to unfold into something even more beautiful. You know, stop judging yourself. It starts with self. Start loving yourself. Start caring about yourself. Start seeing yourself the way the Creator sees you. Start embracing your divinity. Start understanding that you are a beautiful, irreplaceable masterpiece.
Yeah, let's take a second look. You're growing up in a home, and they tell you by 21 you should be a man or a woman, right? I considered myself for a long time to be an accidental tourist, and I think I mentioned that to you while we were having our conversation. Because
an accidental
tourist.
Tourist, okay.
Yeah. I wasn't planned for. I arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And then the comment was like, oh my God, another kid. What are we going to do? And right away, the mindset becomes a whole different persona. Now you become a parent, but not really understanding what that word really means outside of the context of the fact that you bore a child.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing that we know have to look at is, well, what are we really going to teach this child that we truly know that is not a further assassination, if you will, of the human psyche?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of work that I've done with around how to raise a spiritually gifted child, you know, and how to raise a child in a way where, you know, because I recognize that there's always going to be energy that needs to be dissolved to for children to get to the next level, because we're teaching them how to have a physical experience as well. The idea is to minimize that, be mindful through conscious language, how we're programming their minds and their psyche. You know, so for instance, you know, if they come to you and they tell you a beautiful imaginary story, a big grand story, don't like discourage them from sharing what they're experiencing, what they are connected to in that sphere at that given time. Ask them questions about it. Ask them questions that's going to trigger more remembrance of their power, their divinity, the experiences that they've had that has now led up to the life they're living now, so that they can be at one with all of that, the totality of everything, so that they are already starting that journey of being integrated. The idea is keep them integrated. Do everything you can to ensure that their mental bodies, their social bodies, their physical bodies, their emotional bodies, their intellectual, everything is integrated, and help them to understand these various aspects of themselves. So here's a book and anatomy. This is your physical avatar. Oh, well, let me teach you about your esoteric body. So when you have these dreams, or when you are experiencing yourself in the form of an imagination, the image in your nation, it's because you have a what's called esoteric body. This is your non-physical body. This is the aspect of you, the purest essence of you, right? And it's like, it's just explaining to them that God or the Creator is a consciousness. We're all consciousness. Don't give them a fabricated story about who or what God is, because that's limiting. That's limiting to them. They need to understand that the Creator consciousness is like so expansive that you can't even, in your physical experience, understand what God is. Even the use of the word God, I don't even use the word God, because that has a vibration. Words have a vibration, and God is when you hear the word God, the way our physical minds are programmed, the way our brains are programmed through the physical experience, we automatically go to a lower frequency for the perception of what God is.
This is going to be an uncomfortable conversation for a lot of people, so let's go with it. Let me ask you this.
Aubrey, I don't filter. That's why I have my own platforms. I don't filter.
That's what's exciting. The fact that you don't filter.
Conversations about psychic. What does the word psychic mean?
So let's go with the word God. Let's frame it properly for those who are listening or who would listen. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Tell me, what is in your estimation, based on value, what would you say in terms of that wordsmithism for God? What would you say? What terminology should we use? How should we get into the fierce nature of it?
I think that God is or the idea of God is the divine essence, whether a person uses the word God, Jesus Christ, the Creator, the Most High, Buddha. It's the same divine essence that inspires us to being the highest and best version of ourselves. It is the energy that creates a sense of aliveness, creativity, happiness, joy. And I'm not talking about I'm talking about childlike, blissful happiness, you know, feelings of abundance, and just a sense of all is well, no matter what, a sense of evolution, growth, progress. God is the consciousness that inspires us to the expressions of all of that is. And beyond, because the idea of this consciousness is far more vast than we can even understand in the physical life experience. So to try to define it would mean we're labeling it. And when we label something, we limit it. And we want to be open to the expansive expression of the idea of the divine essence of the Creator or God. It's not church. It's not dogma. It's not, oh, you sin, so I'm going to punish you. That's a limited, the worst, most dense, limiting energy you can associate, that your brain can associate with something that's so pure and divine.
I love it.
And it keeps you trapped. Yeah. And then that is what happens is when, so what happens, this is how the mind gets stuck. The mind gets stuck because it no longer has a meaningful perception that is going to be holistic and optimal for our best version and expression of life. This is why enchantments are important. This is why the mental thought vibrations are essential to cultivate, to train, right? They say think positively. Well, the science behind thinking positively is there's an energy vibration behind thoughts, behind words, behind what our brain perceives a word means. And so if we are using words, we are spelling. We are casting spells when we speak. We are casting spells when we think. We are, through our divinity, clearing the path of consciousness and meaningful expressions for us once you learn how to speak enchantingly and consciously.
Let's talk about the word spells, because what I'm hearing is you say, be careful what comes out of your mouth. So think.
Yes.
So yes. When we're saying spells, what are we saying? The average person will start thinking about perhaps a sci-fi movie, but what do spells really mean when you say spells? In this instance,
word spells, it's giving your brain the information, because our brain is a program. So actually, that's a whole nother conversation.
Indeed.
But our brain is the mainframe to the program, to the construct, the physical avatar construct. And so if we are using words and giving the information to our brains of how to perceive our reality, this is why the perception is in the eyes of the perceiver. It's why many persons can perceive one situation so differently. Because it is their thought vibrations. It is what they are telling, the information they're telling themselves or their brains, based on cultural experiences, based on their outlook on life, based on their overall mindset. And there's a plethora of influences, religious influences, household influences, economic and financial influences, right? That is making up the totality of the mainframe. But if you tell your brain, if you command your brain, just perceive your reality as all is well, I am love, I am peace, I'm abundance, I'm magic in motion, all is working out for my highest and greatest good and for everyone else's highest and greatest good. I am blissful in my experiences. I'm always supported. If you start with those general enchantments, or if you have you formulate a habit of regularly speaking to yourself in these general means of well-being, essentially there is the divine orchestration. All of life comes together to meet you at the center stage of this inner spiritual connection and inner dialogue that's happening, that comes together and manifests a perception that is fitting to that frequency and that spell that you're enchanting in your reality.
Man, this is sweet stuff. You cannot make this stuff up. It has to be a lifestyle choice.
You can't find magic. You have to be magic.
Reclaiming your personal power, unleashing your spiritual giftedness to live your most fulfilling life. This is very important, especially since we are so virtually pushed right now against the change that we want to see. And I think this is a great opportunity for people to revisit their mindset. Revisiting your mindset and understanding the value that you present, what you represent in creation, and really build critical mass for change. But you can't play with it. You cannot have accidental conversations. You have to be specific about understanding what it is you want. When do you want it? Where do you want it? And how are you going to go get it? And you, young lady, have it well said. Okay? Athena, Lucene rocks right here on Carrot Voice Radio inside Spirituality in the Mix. You know, it's very interesting that my workshop has this component. Someone said it earlier in my WhatsApp room. Things that make you go, this is that segment inside Spirituality in the Mix, right? So tell people how they can reach you.
Yes, they can reach me by going to my website, athenalucene.com. And on there, they can actually have access to my Cosmic Celebrity Podcast, which is a free resource that I provide for anyone who is wanting to understand more about this talk and this notion about being spiritually gifted and how to embrace your own inner magic and divinity. So that is athenalucene.com, athenalucene.com.
I want to thank Athena Lucene for joining us right here in this segment. We're going to close this out with a very beautiful song of This Is In Love by Alicia Coyne out of Jamaica.
Him how much I really love him, cause he's everything I want. He listens to me, he cares for me, so I truly believe. God sent me an angel up from above that's gonna love me for life. Might as well be perfect only because it's the only way I can describe. So he says he loves him, what it is. I could be dreaming or just plain crazy. No, he says he loves him, what it is. Cause I never felt like this, baby. He says he loves me, what it is. I love me, he says he loves me. I love me, what it is. I love me, I'm selfish cause I don't wanna share him with nobody, not even those people that came before me.
Radio. Believe it.